All right, welcome back. It's June 5th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Come on, Rashford starting left wing for England? If you're picking Gordon over him for a World Cup opener against Croatia, you've lost the plot. That's a no-brainer, mate. Gordon's not even close. End of story.
Wait, hold on. That's such a lazy take. If you look at the underlying numbers last season, Gordon had higher XG per 90, more progressive carries per 90. His pressing intensity is 12% higher than Rashford's, for crying out loud. And Coma, my source at Carrington, says United are actively looking to offload Rashford this window because they don't rate his work rate anymore. That's not nothing.
Oh, bollocks. Your source at Carrington is the kid who runs the club shop. Stop lying to the listeners. First off, Tuchel literally gave Rashford the 11 shirt. Gordon's stuck with 18? That's a dead giveaway if I've ever seen one. Tuchel doesn't hand out shirt numbers for shits and giggles, right? Also, you were right there with me in that grotty Wembley boozer when he scored that 30-yard free kick against Croatia in the Nations League. I saw Rashford tear Croatia apart 3 years ago. He's made for big tournament football. You can't pretend that didn't happen.
You're telling me a shirt number means more than actual on-pitch output? Are you daft? Objectively speaking, Gordon was way more consistent for Newcastle last season. Rashford only turned up for like 60% of his Barcelona games. Also, the latest reports out of China earlier today said Tuchel loves Gordon's work rate out of possession, which is non-negotiable for his system. You know that?
Wait, no, hang on, that's not the point. The point is, Tuchel literally said last year Rashford has no ceiling if he puts the work in, and he did at Barca. 14 goals, 11 assists, that's elite output, full stop. Also, Gordon crashed his bike looking at his phone at the last Euros. Man can't even focus walking down the street. You want him starting a World Cup opener against Croatia? That's like letting your mate who can barely hold his pint after two drinks take the first penalty in a Sunday League Cup final. It's mental. That's all there is to it.
Oh, come on. That's a cheap shot. That was 3 years ago. Look, the warm-up against New Zealand will tell us everything. But if we're talking pecking order right now, it is one of those weirdly tense football mornings where everybody's refreshing their phone, right? Word from the dressing room is they're already referring to Rashford as the first-choice left winger anyway. I'll give you that.
All right, bet. If Gordon starts over Rashford against Croatia, I'll buy you a pint of that overpriced craft shit you love every week for a whole month. If Rashford starts, you have to stop bringing up your fake Carrington source on air for the rest of the year. Deal? That's all for today's episode of AIIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.